Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com at Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm Imran Rasby. This is Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney, and we like to save you money. Isn't that a good thing? Well, you have more money, keep more of your money, and spend more of your money, enjoy more of your money, and not give it to somebody else.
So what's the secret to doing that? Is it some get-rich-quick scheme? Is it some gimmick? No, there are three biggest killers in retirement are risk, fees, and taxes. And if you eliminate or reduce those as much as possible, everything else gets better in retirement. Our clients retire 3 to 5 years earlier than they thought was possible, with 50% often or more income than they thought was possible. And, you know, with saving hundreds of thousands of dollars of fees, millions of dollars in taxes. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, so you can make an appointment for free and talk to us about how we can save you money in those three areas. Now, one of the things is risk with market risk. Should that be something you're even concerned about? Because if bad years come, but also good years are there, and eventually the market always goes up and we'll be fine eventually, right?
Yeah, that's true. But think about it this way. Everybody really is concerned about taxes. Taxes, it's a needle word and everybody hates taxes. But I would venture to say that if you lose money in the market, that's a tax. The only difference is with federal or state taxes, you actually get roads and hospitals and things like that. If you lose money in the market, you get nothing for that. That's a tax that's gone and you get nothing for that. Now, if you're only 30 or 40 years old, you have time to recover, and now the market's on sale. So you're buying your dollar cost averaging in, which is awesome. But when you're about to retire or in retirement, you can't afford to have that. Because think about it. If you lose 50% of your assets, yuck. Now you might not be able to retire. You might have to go back to work. But that happened in 2008. There's so many people trying to get back into their jobs, but they just retired and they lost half their money. And now they're freaking out because they cannot have that income that they expected. What do they do? Because if you lose 50%, how much money do you need to get back to just even?
If you lose 50%, let's do this exercise. You have $100 and you lose half of it. Now you have $50.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think, well, I lost 50%, let me gain 50%. Well, if you gain 50%, it's 50% of a smaller number. So now you're only gaining $25. So now you come back to 75. So 50% return does not get you back to even. You need 100% return. So $50 has to double, get another $50. So now you're all the way back to $100. So even with the 100% return, then you just break even. And the interesting thing is, if you take the negative 50 and the positive 100, and you divide that over 2 years, the average return was 25%. So you had a 25% average return for 2 years, but you just back to where you started. You didn't have any real growth. And that's a key. So when you're looking at average returns in the market, sometimes that average isn't what you think it is. It's an average long-term return, including the negatives, but the real, the annualized return, which technically is called the CAGR, compound annual growth rate, that CAGR, the actual return, is much lower. Even the CAGR is pretty good for the stock market if you buy and hold for a really long period of time and then you never touch the money. So if you put a dollar into the S&P and you wait 30 years, you'll have a lot more money. But what if you're retired and you need to take money out? That's when it really, really becomes a problem.
And that's where the fear sets in. And, you know, we have clients that have $2, $3, $4 million in retirement, but they're afraid to spend the money. Why are they afraid? Because of this reason. Because if they lose 50% of their money, now their whole environment changes and they can't afford to have that income that they expected or wanted or desired.
And the reason is you don't know when those bad years will come. You can be sure of one thing, you will have bad years and good years in the future, right? The market has good years and bad years. So will this year be a good year or a bad year? Will next year be a good year or a bad year? Nobody can really say for sure what's going to happen over the next 12 months or the next 24 months or 36 months. But we can predict there will be good and bad years in the future. The problem is if the bad years come early in retirement, it really wipes out your savings. If you retired in the year 2000, and you just took out, you know, 5 or 6%, you know, you would have been completely out of money after 12 years or so, adjusted for inflation. So you're completely out of money. But if you retired 5 years earlier, in 1995, you'd have twice as much money today, I think, than when you started.
Tight.
Even though you've been taking out that income every year. Why? Because the last 5 years before 2000 were really, really good years. So your money went up a lot, and that was enough to weather the storms that came later in retirement.
So who among you has a crystal ball? We don't know. That's the whole key. We don't know what's going to happen. We know that about 1 year average out of 5 years, we have a loss. On average, about once every 5 years, we have a negative, a bear market. It was 20% loss or more. And that takes about 4 or 5 years to recover from that.
So there's a few different schools of thought on how to plan for that problem. Because, you know, if the market actually does really well, then you wouldn't want to really hamper your retirement income ability just because you were afraid it might have crashed. But you also don't want to spend too much in case it does crash. So the solution, what most advisors say, is, well, just spend less. Spend less. If you only spend like 3%, then you'll probably be okay even with the crashes. Okay, that's fine, but that's a little disheartening. If you worked all your life and saved and you have $2 million and they say, oh, you can only spend $60,000 a year now. Well, if you are of the income that allowed you to save $2 million over your lifetime, chances are you made more than $60,000 in salary, right? So that means you're going to a much worse lifestyle in retirement than you would have had while working. And it's because of that low withdrawal rate, which is necessary because your money's in the market and you don't know when the bad years will come. So the other option is a volatility buffer. Have some of your money that's not in the market. Then whenever the market crashes, let it recover, because it does eventually recover.
Mm-hmm.
Your volatility buffer, your safe account that will never lose money. Think a bank account or a fixed annuity or a treasury, something that's guaranteed not to lose money. That's what you live on for the next several years while the markets recover.
Right.
That allows you to not care when the market crashes. When it crashes, just use your volatility buffer. When it doesn't crash, when it goes up, you use the market.
Daniel, what you're saying is you can't really time the market, but you can plan for the market.
Exactly. So we had a client recently. They had about $3 million saved, and they were not spending very much at all. They were just spending as little as possible, and because they were afraid, what happens if we have a big crash? We run out of money. And so, you know, they said, well, we can really always probably spend out of this $3 million less than $100,000 of income, because we don't want to run out of money. But we like to be able to move to our dream house, because they've always been frugal and they've had a smaller house. And they're one of the clients that wants to upgrade. They want a bigger house in a nicer location in retirement. So they want to move to their dream house, but that's going to increase their expenses. And they say, well, $100,000 from our $3 million, it barely covers our expenses now. What are we going to do if we have to increase the expenses? So we said, okay, how about we take half of this money out of the $3 million? Let's take $1.5 million and we'll protect it. So we put that into an account that guarantees they will not lose money.
And it still grows.
They're still getting probably 5, 6, 7% consistently on that money. Depends on the year. And then the rest of the money, they're still leaving in the market. And now they feel much more comfortable, because they say, look, I can spend maybe $150,000 or maybe even $170,000 every year and probably never run out of money, because if the market does crash, there's enough in my volatility buffer to last for 4 or 5 years in a row before I really start to deplete it too much. And by that time, the market's doing well enough, I could take out of the market account again. So this couple was much more
relaxed,
more stress-free. Their stress level went down. They're happier in retirement because they feel like they can spend more.
And they're able to enjoy the fruits of their labor for the last 30 years, 40 years. They saved all this money. Now they can enjoy it.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the worst dealings is you've saved so much, you get this big account balance, and then you're told by somebody, well, you can only spend this little bit amount. Well, I worked so hard for this money. I want to be able to use it. But if you spend too much, you're going to run out. So that's why you need to have either a volatility buffer, or you use a pension strategy, which is what some of our other clients use to guarantee that they'll never run out of money. But either way you go, you protect your money from a loss that allows you to spend more in retirement. So the sequence of returns risk is what we've been talking about. That's what this is called, sequence of returns risk. The risk that the bad years come early in retirement instead of later in retirement. And the thing is, and I was talking to another client the other day, and they say, well, you know, what if we do actually have really good years? You know, you're planning for the doomsday scenario, but what if the next few years are actually really good? Well, you know what? Any plan will work in the good times.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your plan is. It will work in the good times. You don't even have to have a plan and you'll be fine if the market never crashes. So I want a plan that works when the market crashes early on in retirement. That plan will also work when it doesn't crash. But you don't want a plan that is not resilient so that you're safe even if the market crashes early on, even if we have bad sequence of returns.
Right. It's so important to, you don't have to be greedy, okay? But if we can figure out that you can have enough income, then what's the purpose of putting that money at risk? You may not need to do that. Why risk it if you can't afford to lose it and you have enough income anyways?
Exactly. There needs to be a purpose to taking risk. And the purpose cannot be, well, my advisor said to, or that's what everybody else does.
Well, I always done this. I've always taken a risk. I've always want to grow. I mean, I want that 20, 25, 30, 40% return in the market that I've gotten before.
For what? What are you going to do?
Is that going to change your lifestyle?
Think about it. If you're listening to our show and you have, let's say, $2.5 million in your retirement accounts, and it's more than you need to be comfortable, let's say, okay, if your $2.5 million tomorrow turns into $4 million, is that going to change your life? Are you going to suddenly start spending a lot more money? I venture to say most of you, if a savored mindset, probably aren't going to change your lifestyle that much. But if the $2.5 million tomorrow turns into $1 million or $1.5 million, that might change your lifestyle. Now you might be really concerned, oh, I'm running out of money. I better do some things differently. So losing money is much more of a problem than the gains you could potentially get in the market.
Right.
Losses in retirement hurt you far more than gains help you, especially if the losses come early on. So you need to have a plan that is resilient and flexible so that you know that even if there's market losses early on in retirement, they will not affect your plan. We want our clients to have retirement plans that work if one spouse dies early, if either of you needs long-term care services, if there's market crashes that come early on in retirement, if you both live a really long time and you need extra income because of inflation, if the tax rates change and go up in the future. We want your plan to be resilient for all of those stress tests. And if we build a plan like that and none of those things happened, even better. Now you got even more money. But chances are that one of those things or multiple of those things will happen. We just want to be prepared for when they do.
And we want you to live longer and happier. And there's many studies showing that if the more uncertainty you have, the shorter your life will be because you get stressed. It takes a toll on your health. We want more certainties, less uncertainties, and the more guarantees you have, the less stress you'll have, the more you'll enjoy your retirement. Why be stressed? Enjoy it. You've earned it.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll schedule a free video call with you to talk to you about how you can reduce stress in retirement by combating the sequence of returns risk that we discussed here. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com, Higher Ground Financial Group.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.